Well, as trade continues to be a top concern for producers, Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services Michael Skuse says it's a top priority on their list as well.
We're taking trade very seriously.
As Skuse says, agriculture is a critical part of a plan to boost trade exports.
The President in the State of the Union address created this National Export Initiative where he hopes to double our exports within the next 5 years. And agriculture is going to play a key role in that. There's additional funding out there to make this happen.
The undersecretary adds that they are working diligently to open doors for a multitude of U.S. products.
Be it corn, soybeans, rice, cotton, and some of the specialty crops that are produced in the states around the United States. There's been some issues with beef trade. We're doing everything that we can to knock down those barriers and open up the doors to some of our trading partners, especially those in Asia, to get more beef products in there. An issue recently with Russia on poultry. We're working very hard and try to overcome some of those obstacles that we have.
As Skuse reiterates,
we're doing everything that we can to create markets for our producers, our farmers and ranchers out there.
And he says that they believe that boosting agricultural trade in combination with the development of the biofuels initiatives will have a significant impact on the bottom line of farmers and ranchers around the U.S. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.